This is Soul Podversation, and I'm your host, Frankie LaShere. Soul Podversation is simply having a conversation on a podcast platform. Soul Podversation is also where we discuss things from a spiritual point of view. Soul Podversation. Hello, everybody. This is your girl, Frankie LaShere of Soul Podversation. How in the world are y'all doing? Once again, we meet, and certainly, once again, we greet. I was just thinking just a little while ago, we are basically in the middle, like almost in the middle of 2024. It's like we just walked in and now we're halfway through. The 6 month will soon be here. We have May. We're about to walk into May. After May is June. So that's like the 6 month, which is half of the year. So if you think about it, we're just about done, you know, with the first part of the year of 2024. So the goals that you guys had set for this year, I hope that you have not accomplished them yet, that you're still working towards your goals. Don't give up. It doesn't matter when you finish. It's just how you play the game, right? So I'm just giving you some words of encouragement. Don't give up on your dreams and your goals and your aspirations. If you didn't get there when you wanted to, just keep working. The only way you're going to get to the end is if you start, right? If you keep moving. And that's just, you know, giving myself some encouragement too, because I had a conversation with someone a few weeks ago, and I'm thinking, I'm telling you this, I need to be telling myself this. I got things that I'm working on, and I'm like, the only way I'll reach those goals, or the only way I will complete it, is if I start. So I need to get started, right? Yeah. But you know what, guys? On a real, before I get into today's topic, I do want to thank everyone that has been supporting me this far. I appreciate the love and the support and the followers. And I know that I have not been regularly posting episodes like I should have been and like I promised. But because the summer's coming in, I will have more time to do that. And I have a lot of great contents coming up. I'm changing a lot of things now. So I've been doing a lot of behind the scenes type things and not really posting about it, because I'd rather be a show than tell. Because I can tell you all day long, but if I don't have anything to produce, then it's like, it's just whatever, right? So I'd rather not do that. I'd rather show you than tell you. So I do have a lot of things that I'm working on behind the scenes, and I'm going to start producing them very soon, where I'll be sharing it and posting it on my platforms, and you guys will be able to see that, oh, she really has been working on some things, and have. All right. So with today's episode, with Soul Conversation, as I said in the introduction, we talk about the things on a spiritual level, on a spiritual point of view. And this conversation right here, it blew my mind when I first heard it. A friend sent me a snippet of an interview that Angie Martinez had. She has a podcast, and it's called Angie Martinez IRL. And IRL is actually in real life. So it's Angie Martinez in real life. So Angie Martinez had an interview with Lauren London. We all know her as an American actress, but better known as the wife of Nipsey Hussle, rest in peace. And my friend Talisa, shout out to Talisa Hayward, she sent me a snippet of the video. And usually when we send each other links back and forth, it's always something funny. So I'm thinking this was no different. But this one right here, it was very, very different. And I think she sent it because of a conversation that we had previously. We, girlfriends, you get together and you talk about relationships and different things that you go through. And sometimes it's general conversations as well. Well, this particular conversation that Angie Martinez had with Lauren London. Listen, let me tell you, if you haven't seen it or if you haven't heard it, Sis was dropping some jewels, okay? She was dropping nuggets, and I took every piece of it. Every bit that she was dropping, I was taking it. As a matter of fact, I pulled out my journal and started jotting down some notes because she was hitting it left and right. And I was like, wow, okay? So it's like, I felt like I was in the room with Angie Martinez and Lauren London, and I'm just like looking, paying attention and writing. I'm just taking notes and just jotting down things because it really was, she educated me with a lot. But, you know, and the reason why I decided to just have this discussion in Soul Conversation, because like I said, it's about speaking from a spiritual point of view. And the conversation that they had was indeed spiritual. And if you have seen it or if you heard it, and you may not have felt, in your opinion, it wasn't spiritual, that's fine. But I got a lot from it. And I'm sure that anybody else had heard it or seen it, they also got a lot. She really was genuine in everything that she said, her feelings, and also her opinions about life and just things about love. And that's another reason that I wanted to have this conversation, is because we all have been in relationships where it didn't work out for one reason or the other, and or we had things that we had dealt with in previous relationships. So trying to get into a new one, it may or may not work out because you're still at that part of the healing process that is not complete, and you're still dealing with things. You still have the residue from the last relationship. So now trying to move on is like not so easy, or you find out, oh, wait a minute, this is not for me. So I always wanted to have a conversation or a podversation when it comes to dealing with relationships, but I always wanted to have a co-host, and I'm still, but which of the male species, because I like to talk about those type conversations where it's not just coming from the woman's point of view, but from a man's point of view. So that's something too that I'm letting you know that I'm working on. I'm trying to find a male co-host, but that is something for later on. I'm not even going to get into that right now, but that's just a little something. I don't even know why I brought that up yet. However, the question came up about her love life and just how she's dealing with life after Nipsey Hussle passed away. And I want to add that into this conversation, into this podversation. But before I play it, I want to make sure that I do say this. I do not own the rights, okay? I repeat, in all caps, I do not own the rights to any of this content that was spoken or played in this particular video. And also, if you want to hear the video or see it in its entirety, you can definitely go on YouTube and find it. And it's there. It's titled Angie Martinez IRL Podcast, Lauren London. That's how you'll find it. And it is definitely worth watching and worth listening to. But I'm going to play the clip now, and I'm going to come back, and I'm just going to give you my spin on what I got from it. Hold tight.
If you don't want to answer this or you don't like the question, we throw it away.
What?
But where are you with love?
Oh, I this doesn't bother me because here's the thing. I have another perspective on relationships, and you don't want to have that conversation with me.
Okay.
I think a lot of them are ego-driven, and they're not pure.
I believe that, too.
So why would I take myself in this vulnerable state into my ego, and I'm trying to get out of it? I'm in death of the ego space. Why do I need another? Why? Does that make my life complete? I'll never get married. Does that mean I'm not on purpose?
I need you to explain.
I'm gonna get a lot of slack for this one because I have a whole thing about it.
No, I need to know.
Okay.
That. I mean, that's not a small thing to drop. Like,
okay.
Because relationships are hard as fuck.
Absolutely.
Right? And so.
Mine was.
It was
very hard. Hell yeah.
Because we make it like a fantasy in our heads. No. Like, you guys had the perfect relationship. You were on the horse. Listen, we saw you on the horse.
We had pure love. We had pure love, but that does not mean that we were not human and our egos did not get attached in aspects of our relationship. But we definitely had pure love.
But you had enough intention to probably like dissect
always,
or break down.
Always.
Okay.
Good intention.
But break that down for people.
Yes.
About relationships and ego and. Because some people probably don't even think about that.
No, and I didn't think about it until I wasn't in relationship anymore because of the death, right? A lot of times, not all the time, we are in such of a, in our ego that we are in possession of another person. We're not experiencing them. We're not totally loving them and letting them be free. We think we're supposed to be together forever. Mm. And that's not a spiritual relationship. Spiritual relationship is without the ego. It is we are together. I bring you up, inspire you, you inspire me. Now, if there ever comes a point where I'm not inspired anymore and that now I'm in my ego, now I feel I need to possess you, now I feel the need to control you and you're mine, I'm in my ego. Mm. And that's not love. It there's love in there, but now I'm operating more in my ego and not in my pure love. Mm. And I can say this because I operated from these spaces before.
I was gonna ask you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
You mine.
Yeah.
And can't nobody, you know what I mean? But that nobody is yours unless the agreement is that we're gonna experience Earth a little bit longer than some. Mm-hmm. Right? I just don't feel the need to participate in my ego and someone else in theirs anymore. And I've experienced pure love. I am not without pure love. I might not ever be married, but I experience pure love. And that's with
Nip. You experience it now.
With Nip. I got that. I got to see that on Earth.
Ooh.
I don't need to do that again. I like to feel enlightenment with God. Now, like I said, I don't know when I'm 50, 60, 70. Mm-hmm. But 37,
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. I'm good. I don't want it.
So how did you get that with Nip? How did you put ego aside?
I didn't get to do it when Nip was here.
Oh.
I didn't get to do it when he was here. I was very much in my control. I love you so much, I wanted to just hold on to you forever. Mm. Then life happened. Then it's like, you can't hold on forever.
No.
Then I had to learn how to have the spiritual relationship. Then I had to dig deep within myself. But I mean, I wasn't always so in my fear of losing him. Because that's another thing. We get in our fear of losing this relationship, this connection, what our life looked like together. That then we just hold on to it so tight, it ends up slipping out anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I said, I lost myself in a lot of aspects of my relationship, but I didn't start like that. It was very pure, good intention. We loved each other, right?
Yeah.
And we loved each other till the end mm-hmm. of time. But I was still human, and I didn't learn that part of myself yet.
Mm.
I didn't know I had that possession and like, oh, I love you so much, please don't leave.
That's a good reminder for people to just check themselves.
I mean, it's really hard to learn.
Can you be, because you can do that now in retrospect, but can you do that in actual real life? Not you, but I'm just
I don't
general,
know,
right?
And I don't want to know. See my point?
See.
I'm cool. Like, I don't even know if I want to practice that. It's
right.
hard. It's really
right,
hard.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think, you know, I do believe in love. And I think love is beautiful. And like I said, I experienced pure love on Earth, for real. I can, like, right hand to God. I loved him with every inch of the soul. And I believe he did the same. I just, you know, I think moving forward on Earth for me is about God, me and my kids, you know, making them stable. What am I supposed to do here? You know what I mean? How deep am I to go here? I just want to do that.
I think that's fascinating for people to look at and think about in their own relationship, because we all do that, right?
It's natural.
You probably even do it to some extent. I don't know if you do, because you had this experience and enlightened, but I love that notion though, because most people operate from two emotions, and it's either love or fear. So all the other things that happen, it's usually can fall under one of those.
It's disguising as.
So when you talk about ego and all that, a lot of that is fear, right?
All
so fear. So I love my man so much, I don't want him anything to happen to him. I don't want him. So I'm gonna keep him right here. It's because it's fear.
Total
or,
fear.
Yeah. Or am I good enough? Or am I, you know.
In the competition aspect of it all. I'm out that game. I'm so happy I'm out that game.
You out that game? That's not a fun game.
Done. Done. God bless though.
Well, I'm.
See, I just need to be like a nun somewhere.
Yeah, I'm not really. I mean, I respect you. And I understand your decision. I really do. And I think you're in a beautiful place. And I want you to stay in a beautiful place. And stay healthy and safe. But I don't know. As somebody who really genuinely just likes you and connects with you.
Yeah.
I think at least you should just be open to whatever God puts in your path. That's something.
So there you have it. I don't know what you guys got from that, but straight out the box, it was so many things that she unpacked, and everything that she unpacked, I grabbed it and I took it. Because how many of us can actually say that being in a relationship, we found pure love? Be honest with yourselves. How many? I've been married before. I've been married for 7 years. And I'm now divorced. 4 years. I've been divorced for 4 years. And I honestly cannot say that I found pure love. Did we love each other? Of course. I would not have married him if I did not love him. Was I in love with him? I was in love with him. I will always have love for him. However, things did not work out. So we're no longer married. And do I want to experience pure love? Of course. I don't really know anyone that doesn't. But I want to kind of flip it a little bit and go back to the conversation that Angie Martinez had with Lauren London. When she spoke of pure love, she said that she did have that experience. She experienced it with Nipsey Hussle. However, she said if she never experience it again, she's fine with it. Because she was able to experience it on earth, here. So the moment that she shared with Nipsey Hussle, as she said, the relationship was not perfect. However, it was pure. She knew that he loved her, and he knew that she loved him. And they did have their differences. But she said one thing that really stuck out to me was she said that she's now in the space of dying to her ego. I was like, wow. Because in a lot of cases, that's really what makes or break a relationship. The ego. And it's not even just about being married. I'm talking about a relationship. If you're dating someone and this is someone that you said, I like him, I like her, and I think this is who I want to spend my time with. We're not talking marriage yet, but spending time getting to know one another. The ego is always an issue because the ego is almost like another entity. It's like an entity. It's like another person that's there that's covering up the authenticity of that person. She said that fear is basically something that's masking. No, I'm sorry. Ego is fear. And she feels that the ego is really masking that fear. You don't really want to show how you feel. You don't really want to express how you feel. So here comes your ego. And that will destroy you every time. And I'm not going to get too deep. I am pretty transparent, but I'm not going to really get into my current situation. That's what I'm going to call it, because I don't know what it is really. But there are some people that do not like to be held accountable. There are some people that when you tell them something about themselves, they're not going to accept it well. So instead of them taking a step backwards and actually looking at themselves, they're going to see everything about you, everything that you said, everything that you did. They're taking and judging your actions instead of their own. And I'm not too proud of a person to say, I'm wrong, I apologize. But there are some people in some cases where when you're in a relationship, they're not going to say that they're sorry. They're just going to give excuses as to why they did something. Well, the only reason why I said this is because you said that. The only reason why I did that is because you did this. And it's going that it's a back and forth thing, and nothing is being resolved. No one's actually listening. If you're listening, you're listening to respond. And how is that helping the issue? It's not. But this is someone that you said that you want to be with, someone that you genuinely like and you're really starting to fall in love with. And if you're falling in love, what is love to you? What is your definition of love? Pure love. And the reason that I say that I did not experience pure love is not, and when I was married, is not because we had issues. Because as you heard Lauren London, she said, yes, we did definitely have issues. And Angie Martinez was like, really? Because to us and the world, it looked like you guys were, it's just, what you guys had, it's like you painted a perfect picture. And she said, no, of course not, no. Because she said, my ego was in the way. She said, I had too much control. And that's definitely what it is. When you have that ego, you're dealing with control. You're dealing with possession. That's mine. You're mine. And someone told me this before in a relationship. You're mine. You're not going nowhere. And I'm like, wait, whoa. I'm sorry, what? Can you say that again? You're mine? I'm yours? Well, I don't think I like that. And for some women, that's cute to them. They like hearing that. Girl, he said I'm his. I belong to him. Okay. But if you hear someone say that, and I'm not male bashing, so please don't think that I am. But I'm a woman and I date men. So I'm speaking from that point of view. And this is another reason why I would like to have a co-host, a male co-host. But anyway. But if I am a woman and a man tells me that you're mine, I own you, you ain't going nowhere, you know, nobody else is going to get that. To me, that's a red flag. Like, okay, wait a minute. You could be saying it as if you're joking, but I think you mean it. And if that's really the case, then we have a problem, Houston. Houston, we have a major problem. Because I'm not going into a relationship as if to feel that I'm owned by someone, like someone owns me. You know, if we think about our ancestors, they were owned. They had masters. That's not a good feeling. It's not a good look. Now, if I'm married, I don't want to say that I own you or you own me, but we are connected in a way where I'm not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. We are in that space of we are each other's. But I am not going to use the own word. And I'm not going to say you're mine, I'm yours. Because actions speak louder than words. Because if I am yours and you are mine, then let's show each other that. But just to say that, you ain't going nowhere, you're mine. No, we're not going to have that kind of conversation. And I'm going to be okay with it. No, of course not. And pure love, my definition of pure love is when you do let that ego aside. And you drop it at the door. And I see every part of you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And if I don't like it, and you don't like seeing the good, the bad of me, the ugly of me, we work on that. We don't just say, you know what, I'm out. Because I don't like the way you brush your teeth. I don't like the way you chew. Like, really? And then you're going to start pointing out the negative in that person. Here comes the ego. You got too much pride to actually say, okay, you don't like this? Okay, well, let me work on that. You don't like this? Okay. You don't like what I'm wearing? Okay, well, let me go and change. And it's all about, like my dad used to say, it's not what you say, but it's how you say it. In a lot of cases, that's true. Because you can come and say something to me that you don't like, but watch how you say it. And I'm going to have to do the same. Drop the ego at the door. And one thing that Angie Martinez asked, she said, how were you able to experience that with Nip? She said, I didn't. Puzzled? Confused? She said, I did not get to experience the ego death with Nip. She said she did not experience that ego death. This is the part right here for me. It wasn't until she got an enlightenment. An enlightenment? What do you mean by that? When she found God. It's not that she never knew God, but she had a personal experience with God like never before. So when she met God, it's like, whoa, this is it. This is it for me. She was able to release all that ego, all that ego mess. She was like, I don't need this no more. Because God showed her a different kind of pure love. So she's experiencing pure love at the highest form now. She experienced it on earth with a Nipsey Hussle, but then she walked into another realm. Understand? She walked into another realm, which like another world. And she found pure love at its highest form, which is God. Because God is love. God is everything about love. God is. You will find God in the center of love because that's who He is. And when you find that kind of love, it makes you content about everything else. Like, I don't need nothing else. Because I found this love and it covers everything that I ever felt. And it takes away all of the good. It takes all the way, all of the bad, the ugly, the me that I did not like, the me that I always fought against, because we do fight against ourselves. We fight against ourselves, which is our egos. And sometimes we allow the ego to win because we do not want to surrender to the real, what's really there under the surface. And we fight against ourselves and we don't even really know. It's not him, it's not her, it's me. So it's like we're in this fight for our lives. And most of the time we're fighting against ourselves because it's our egos. You know, you hear these different celebrities and they talk about, oh, my alter ego. I can't, you know, when I'm on stage, I'm not myself. That's my ego. And some people are looking like, what? What is that? And then some people think it's, oh, I see what she's saying. yeah, it's so cool. But then when they're behind closed doors, you don't even know how they struggle with that ego, that alter ego. Because once that alter ego, once it's formed and it's out where the world have seen it, you have to cover that up. I'm sorry, when you're in the public's eye, now it's about your ego again. You can't even, it's like you're so uncomfortable showing the real you. You can't even be authentic anymore. You know, what, like the celebrities from the 90s, I'm not even calling, there's so many to name. And the 90s was my favorite era for music. But how many interviews have we heard these celebrities talking about when they get out on the stage, they don't even know what they're doing because it's no longer them. They're drinking and they got high behind backstage. Now when they come out, it's like, whoa. And I've heard some celebrities say when they see, they go back and see videos like, whoa, that don't even look like me. Because it's not. It's an ego that you formed. And now they're performing. And now when you are off your high and you're all sobered up, you feel so different because it's like, that person on stage, that's not me. I can't move like that. I don't sing like that. It's real. It's so real. But I'm telling you, when you're in a relationship, and I really didn't want to go to that the music celebrity thing like I did, but it does all tie in. When you're in a relationship, you gotta leave that at the door. You gotta drop it aside in order to have a healthy, long-lasting relationship. You can say, oh, we've been together for 10 years, but that doesn't mean that you're happy. You've just been together for 10 years, just kind of going through the motions. I don't want to experience that kind of relationship anymore, because I felt like, not even just in my marriage, but I've dated after marriage as well. And I'm like, I don't want this. This is not for me. I want something better than that. I want something stronger than that. And in order for me to experience that with someone, I have to make sure that I'm all together. Not perfect. When I say all together, that I can accept when someone says, I don't like how you said, you know, what you said to me. I don't like the way you said what you said, or when you walked away that hurt my feelings or whatever. I will apologize if I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say, well, you know what? I don't care. Be mad. You know, that's just, how is that going to be a healthy relationship? We have to be in a space where we can accept when our significant other says, this is not right. We need to work on this. And you know, and sometimes we want to do it too, but we don't want to feel like we're giving in. You know, so it's like, I mean, let me think about it. I don't know. And then everybody's going to bed mad, or everybody's, you know, kind of going in their separate ways. And I'm not calling, he's not calling, I'm not texting, he's not texting. All because ego, ego, ego. So Lauren said that she finally experienced that love where it's like, I don't have to deal with this ego thing no more. Ego what? Ego who? That's not even a part of my life anymore. And she's so content to where if she never meet anyone again, ever again, she's like, right now, she's 37 years old. But she said maybe later, 50, 60 years old. But that's a long time from now. But that's how content she says she said that she is. Because she's met God in like the greater form of love. That's powerful. Now, I have to agree. I'm with Angie Martinez now. I don't know if I could say that I don't want to ever, you know, or years from now, because I do want to share my life with someone. And, you know, and when we're in relationships, we do get hurt, you know? And sometimes if you're not careful, if you're not healed from that hurt, if you don't find a way to be healed from it, it will carry on to the next, and to the next, and to the next. And you'll find yourself stuck in a pattern where you can't get out of it. And it's not up to that person to heal you. And I'm going to say this. I thought that that's what it took. I have to find the right person to heal me. No. Uh-uh. It's not up to them. It's absolutely up to you. Because I found myself kind of treating the next person negatively because, of course, the ego rose up because I'm like, I'm not going to let you hurt me. So I'm going to dismiss myself from this situation because you're not going to do this to me. And the response was, you're treating me or you're handling me in the way that someone handled you. Or you're, okay, this is what he said. You're making me, what's the word that he used? You're making me pay for something that someone else did. I could not respond to that at any angle. But it did make me think. And I'm like, wow, yeah, I am. I didn't think about that. I just did not. Because again, the ego got in the way. So when it seemed like he was doing something that kind of set me off as a trigger, immediately, I jumped to the defense. I'm like, listen, you can say whatever you want, but I'm not this, I'm not that. And, you know, he was like, wow. And I'm like, what? What are you saying wow for? I mean, I'm just being real. I'm just being honest, you know. But it was fear. It was definitely fear. Fear equals ego equals fear. It just ties in. Fear, ego, ego, fear. Because you don't want to show your vulnerability. You're afraid to be vulnerable. Because you're thinking about how that person's going to handle you. And I honestly, I'm not there yet. I still have an ego when it comes to certain things, like in a relationship. Because basically there's some things that I was hurt, you know, by and not really completely healed yet. So that interview, it was just so much that I, you know, that she unpacked and I'm like, wow. I think I listened to it maybe 3, 4, 5 times. Maybe 5. I did. And I know there's some things that I wanted to touch on even in this episode. And I probably, after I listen, go back and listen to this recording, I'm going to say, I should have said that. Or I wanted to say this. But I think you guys got the gist of what I'm saying. So I just want to say to any and everyone that is in a relationship, whether it's a good relationship, if you've been in it for a couple of years, a couple of months, a couple of days, a couple of weeks, take your time. No rush. Because if you've already been in relationships where you've been hurt, disappointed, you don't want to continue going in that same circle. And I do want to touch on something else. When she talked about her ego, she talked about control, she talked about possession. She just never knew. She always thought that Nipsey Hussle would be there until he wasn't. And she realized then, I don't have control over you like that. I don't have control for you to always be here. I've never been in a relationship where I lost someone where they physically died. But my divorce felt like it was, because that was now a part of my life that I had to walk away from. So it did feel like a death to me. It really did. So you have to deal with death in so many types. When there's a physical death or a mental, it doesn't matter. Death is, you know, is death. So how do you deal with being in a relationship with someone and then they're not there anymore? For me, it was hard. It really was, because I was used to that person being there. 7 years. And I did not get married to be divorced 7 years later. That was not, and I'm sure it definitely wasn't his intentions either. That was not, you know, what we were aiming for. However, comma, that's where we are now. And I'm definitely, I don't have any regrets. I don't. I have no regrets. It's definitely something that I learned from. In any relationship that we're in, it's supposed to be something to learn. And a lot of us don't realize that life is just really a big school full of lessons. And if you don't learn it, you're going to have to take the course over again at some point in some time. But we're here to learn. We're here to live life and learn. And we're going to meet people that's going to definitely teach us some things. You know, you're going to meet somebody that's going to teach you how to love. You're going to meet somebody that does not know how to love, and you may have to teach them how to love. And that's going to be hard. And I think for me, when reality kicks in, that's why I'm pausing, because it's like, oops, reality. So I think when you're in a relationship with someone and you're realizing that they don't know how to love, then you have to start asking yourself more questions. At what point did you feel that what you were doing was enough? Not me, not, you know, not you, but the person, your person. Because obviously everyone's definition of love is not the same. So when do you think that what you're doing is enough? Because we all have love languages. And if you don't know mine, and I don't know yours, that's another reason why ego starts to rise up. Because nobody wants to be wrong. Everybody wants to be right. No one wants to give in. But it is important to learn that person's love language. And that really will help you to die to the ego. He doesn't like when I yell, or she doesn't like when I just shut down and stop talking. So you have to learn each other's love languages. And this is what helps to heal as well. And a lot of us don't want to get to that point. There's a healing process that has to be done. But you cannot have the ego in the way. Because if the ego's in the way, then I cannot understand you for who you really are. Because all I'm seeing is this facade. ego and fear. And because you're fear, because you're afraid of rejection and you're afraid of the unknown, then you're going to put up this facade and it's going to look like you don't care or I don't matter. And if you really don't feel that way, then you have to show me that. And if I don't feel that way, then I need to show you. But it takes two. I can't do it alone, and I'm not going to try to do it alone. And that's not ego. It's just, that's just, listen, I can't be in a relationship by myself. So if you're going to make it work, it has to take two of us. Even the Bible says, how could two agree if they're not walk? How could two walk if they don't agree? I cannot say that, hey, I'm going to the left and you're going to the right. That's not togetherness. But we have to make, at some point, we have to make some kind of, come to a common ground where we can make it work, or it's just not. But that ego and that pride, it has to go. It can't stay. It can't remain. And I think I'm done. If all hearts and minds are clear, yeah, we can go ahead and stop right here. And this is what soul conversation is about. Speaking from the spirit, speaking from the heart, speaking from the mind. So I was wondering if I should do a part two, but I don't think so. I think I said all that I want to say. And I want to say thank you to Angie Martinez for that episode that she had with Lauren London, because, man, that was a lot of jewels that she was dropping. And I tell you, I picked it up. And again, if you want to see it in its entirety, go to YouTube, Angie Martinez, IRL, Lauren London. Okay? It's there. And I am also, when I post this episode tonight on social media, which is Facebook, you find it on Daddy's Girl Podcast. That's the name of the page on Facebook. And I also have my personal page, Frankie LaShear. I'm going to post it there. And then I'm also on YouTube. I'm sorry, not YouTube. Oops. That's the future. That's something I'm going to do later. But I'm also on Instagram. And I am Frankie LaShear. I think that's what it is. No, I'm sorry. It is Daddy's Girl Podcast on Instagram as well. Yeah, that's it. Shame on me. Shame. But anyway, I thank you for listening to this episode. I really, really, really think that it was beneficial to discuss. And feel free to comment after you listen to that episode. Feel free to comment on my page. I really would appreciate it. I thank you for the love. I thank you for the support that you guys have been giving throughout. I have Daddy's Girl Podcast, Soul Conversation, and Daddy's Girl Love in the 90s. I will be getting back into that, I would say, at the beginning of this summer, because I really, really love doing that. Anything when it comes to music of the 90s era, I'm all for it. So, yeah, that's in the making. I'm coming back with that. But as for now, I'm going to stop here, and I'm going to start editing so I can go ahead and post this. But enjoy the rest of your evening. Well, it's evening here. It's actually 8:26 p.m. So whatever time you do hear this podcast. Now I'm getting tongue-tied. Whatever time that you listen to this podcast, I really hope that you enjoy it. But whatever you do, enjoy life. But don't live it up where you can't live it down, because tomorrow is coming. Later, guys. Love you.